Hello, my friend. So, how do you get this thing off the ground? Well, in this video, we're going to discuss and answer how do I start a podcast. Get ready, because we are going to talk about the 7 key factors to starting your podcast. Let's go. The first key factor in starting a podcast is picking the hosting platform. Podcast hosting sites offer you the space to store your files so that your audience can easily download them. It's easy to set up on a podcasting platform or a host platform. Simply stated, hosting platforms, it's like a web server that allows your files to be stored and then downloaded. A podcast media hosting service is just like a rentable storage unit that holds your files and sends them to your listeners' devices. You need a hosting platform like Podbean or Anchor to digitally store your finished podcast episodes. That's the core service that they provide to podcast creators. However, there's a secret. The best providers actually do far more than just storage. The podcast platform that I use is called Anchor. The advantage of Anchor as a hosting service is that I can upload my podcast to Anchor, and then Anchor turns right around and pushes out my podcast for me on the top 5 to 20 different podcasting platforms. I literally upload once, and Anchor automatically distributes the podcast to the places and spaces that people frequently look for podcasts. Trust me. Anchor rules. The second key factor for how to start a podcast is acquiring the right equipment. Now, as discussed earlier, there are only a few pieces of equipment really that are required to produce your show. You need a computer with an internet connection. You need a microphone. You need headphones. Pretty simple. Now, over the years, I have progressively increased the quality of the equipment that I use. I started with a Blue Snowball microphone. The mic was around $99 and it worked great for years. Listen, any USB mic will increase the quality of your built-in computer microphone. Naturally, there are several advantages to having higher quality equipment, but the most obvious advantage is that it's really what your audience hears. There is no comparison to the end user experience when a high quality microphone is used. Beyond this, my editor, he tells me how much time is saved each week because of our high quality mics. You see, those don't require any post-production modifications or EQ work. Great microphones save time in the post-production and editing process. Honestly, you get what you pay for. The third key factor in how to start a podcast is choosing a recording and editing software. Now, editing a podcast is actually pretty simple. Now, please understand that I hire somebody to do my editing, and it isn't really that much. However, even though I hire out my editing, I know that the editing process is very doable in Apple's GarageBand application. GarageBand is a very simple, yet highly effective recording and editing program. Now, certainly, I could do the edits of the podcast myself, though I chose to outsource this task. Now, there are many different recording and editing softwares. Adobe Audition is very popular, and at the time of this recording, it costs around $20 a month. It is Mac and PC friendly. Another platform for recording and editing is Audacity. Audacity is free and supported both by PC and Mac alike. GarageBand is the recording and editing software that I use, and it's free from a Mac computer and actually comes loaded with your Apple products. Now, the fourth key factor in how to start a podcast is choosing your topic. Now, there are two important things to consider when you're choosing a podcast topic: you and your audience. Now, let's talk about you first. As the host, you must be passionate about a topic. Beyond this, you need to have some level of expertise. Finally, you need to have a lot to say about this topic. If you want to have a long-standing podcast, you need to consider if you have enough content to have 50 to 75 episodes of quality material. Now, if you begin to map out your content and you have 6 really good podcast topics, and you think that somehow, some way, the next 48 topics are going to naturally and magically appear in your head and in your heart, I'm telling you, you're likely sorely mistaken. Now, let's shift our conversation away from talking about you and now talk about your audience. Are there enough people who are interested in your topic to justify the time, the effort, and the expense to create a podcast? Do you honestly feel that you have a significantly large enough audience and a large enough reach to justify the upfront and ongoing effort to build and maintain a podcast? In summary, do you have enough to say, and do people have enough interest to care? The fifth key factor in how to start your podcast is considering your content. An important and common saying, as I said earlier in the recording, is content is king, and I agree. The content you produce needs to be valuable to other people. Like, would they want to be a better leader or a better parent or a better practitioner? Would they become that after listening to your podcast? Another factor in creating good content is making sure that it's conversational. I often think of my podcast as a chance for people to sit in and eavesdrop on a cool conversation between two leaders. Sure, there are some podcasts that are single-voiced, I get that, but a single-voice podcast, it really can, you gotta make sure that it feels warm and inviting and relational. Above all, make it fun. Engaging people make engaging podcasts. My podcast host and I, we have fun. The guests I bring on are typically pretty fun people. You gotta make it fun and make sure that it provides value to people. The sixth factor in how to create a podcast is the frequency with which you're gonna release episodes. The frequency of your podcast release schedule is really just like one of personal preference. However, you might consider how much work it takes to create a weekly podcast. It does not happen, trust me, on its own. It takes work. It takes a steady stream of ideas and content. Now, originally, I thought that I was going to have a podcast that released 2 to 3 episodes every week. Hold everything. That's basically a full-time job. And like, that's an insane amount of like production pace. There's no way I could have kept up with that. Now listen, I currently have a podcast and it drops once a week on Mondays. Now some people choose to do it every other week in order to start. Trust me when I say to you that the production schedule can become a grind. Now the seventh and final key factor in how to start your podcast is determining the length of your podcast. Now, podcast link, again, it's like one of personal preference, both to you and to the listener. But I shoot for about 20 to 25 minutes for a full episode. I just don't think that people want to sit around and dedicate 65 minutes of their time to an episode of me. This, of course, depends on the type of podcast and the nature of the interview. There are some wildly successful podcasts that have like 2.5 to 3 hours in length. They are often entitled long-form interviews and are usually extremely engaging and entertaining. Again, I think of my podcast as a brief and focused interview with a specific educational focus. In addition, I feel that it's important to say that I think that people hate podcasts that have nonsensical chatter in the first 18 minutes and don't provide anything of value until like well into halfway through. I have had a lot of positive feedback with people telling me that we get right to the matter and right to the point. All right, gang, we have just covered the 7 key factors in starting your podcast. Hang tight, because we're going to dive deeper into some of these key factors later in our course. But for now, I'll see you in the next lesson.